Ladies and gentlemen, we have Dinesh Karthik, member of the Indian cricket team, to address the press conference because everyone put their phone on silent mode. Simply, this able, sir.
Can you tell us your feeling that you made a comeback after almost 6-7 years in the test match?
Yeah, it feels very good. I mean, look, to wear the whites and be part of the test team is something that I've always dreamt of, and for it to happen now, and I'm really happy and you know, thankful to all the people who stood by me through you know, through the years.
Yes.
DK, will you describe this as your second win?
Second win? I've been asked this question a lot of times. Look, it feels good. You know, it's hard for me to put it, you know, into phrases like second wind and, you know, a comeback of sorts and all that. But I can just say that, you know, it feels good to be back into the Indian team. You know, playing test cricket is the, you know, ultimate challenge for any cricketer, because you get tested in that format. The name itself is test. So, you know, I'm just proud to be here. Another opportunity for me to showcase my skills and, you know, touch wood, I can do the best that I can do.
Sure.
You're coming back after 8 years. A lot of cricketers, if they don't make tests, come back in 3-4 years, they kind of consider giving up one format to focus on the others. But over these last 8 years, you've been a regular feature for Tamil Nadu, the Ranji Trophy, played a lot of domestic cricket. So just tell us about this journey. How, what has kept you going? Have you felt low at times about this? And how have you fought through this to now be where you are?
Look, for me, first thing, I've always enjoyed playing the sport. So, you know, motivation has never been a problem. So, you know, I enjoyed playing Ranji Trophy. It's a totally different challenge. You know, there's not many people out there coming and watching you play. So, you got to play the sport because you enjoy playing the sport. And, you know, touch wood, I've been lucky that way, that I've always done that, you know, subconsciously. So, I've enjoyed being part of Team Tamil Nadu. And, you know, credit to them as well for, you know, having put up with me through those tough years, you know, with my batting, with my keeping, and as a player as well. So, you know, I'm really indebted to them, because it was very, very easy to fade away. But for Tamil Nadu to keep, you know, constantly competing in Ranji Trophy, so, you know, that was the challenge there, playing Ranji Trophy, trying to, you know, get into the knockouts, trying to do well. So every alternate year we put up a performance where 1 year we reached the final, then the semi-final a couple of years later. So we were consistent. Every 2 years we used to, you know, hit the knockouts, then go into semis and go into finals. So, you know, when you're doing that as a senior player, they expect you to perform well. And I was happy to do that for the team. Along the way, you know, if I could help some young guys, great. But at the end of the day, you know, I was just happy to play for a team like Tamil Nadu, which backed me through all these years, and for them to have put up with me. And today, I guess, you know, I'm really happy where I'm sitting.
So what should we be doing to keep Saha out for a
moment? Oh, that's what should I do? Look, I think if you go into that, you know, if you go deep into that question and figure out what can I do to, you know, keep another person out of the team, then you're taking energy away from the fact that, you know, you're competing with somebody, and what that puts is a little bit of extra pressure than what is already there. What I am looking to do is, you know, as cliched as it does sound that I'm going to say, you're trying to be the best cricketer that I can be. So not only on the field, but the things that I do off the field. So I'm trying to be consistent there, wherein even if I don't get an opportunity, even if I don't end up, you know, playing the sport at the highest level a little bit, but I want to be content with the fact that I've given it everything I've had, not only on the field, off the field. So I know, so they keep saying you do your processes and things will follow. So I guess I'm trying to do the processes which I feel is right. And because I'm in that journey, I've not thought about that question that you just asked now. If I go into your question and try think about it from that aspect, then it becomes very subjective. I need to score this, I need to score here, I need to score there. So I don't want to keep it that way. I want to keep it in a way where I can control, which is, you know, try and prepare as well as I can. You know, given an opportunity, try and do the best that I can. So I'm trying to keep my whole process that way.
We'll take 3 more questions.
Question about your opponents. When you made your test debut, people didn't even know that Afghanistan played cricket. What do you make of the journey, the progress that they've made in the last decade?
Oh, it's been beautiful, isn't it? That's one of the sort of highlights for ICC as well, to have a test nation in Afghanistan. You know, I think their journey has been one of the most, you can say, a swan song for international cricket, for them to have come along and, you know, had a team. Not many people knew Afghanistan played cricket, but for them to come into the World Cup and do so well and then go, get into the qualifiers over a period of time and, you know, do well there, compete with the other teams and, in fact, go on to qualify for the upcoming World Cup, I give them a lot of credit. You know, everybody knows what a tough place, you know, as a country, you know, things, the turmoil that they are going through. But in spite of that, they're able to inspire people, I hope, with their performances and they're able to, you know, make plays even in a big tournament like IPL, where they have some key players from Afghanistan who are producing some big performances for them. So, credit to them. I think I'm really happy a country like that is doing so well in cricket. It's just good to see for the sport as well. Many countries take that route and, you know, challenge themselves and do as well as they can. It'll be a fabulous story in history for a country, for any country for that matter. And I'm, you know, today when you look at them, there are some household names already over the few years that they've played. It's just going to get better. I genuinely hope that, you know, they do have the opportunity to play a lot of test cricket. And as they have improved in T20 and today they are a team that not only competes but has the ability to win a tournament. So, you know, that's great. I think, you know, you've got to give them credit for that. With all the little infrastructure they've got, they're trying to, you know, beat all odds and do well in international cricket. And I'm really happy for them. And you know, I'm happy for the country as well to have got the test status. Credit to ICC. And, you know, it's going to be an honour playing against them for the first time.
Two more questions, please.
Yeah, Nikki, as you said, they already have a few household names across the world, especially South Asia. But most of their successes, all of their successes, have come in the shortest form of the sport, or the shorter form of the sport. Now it's an entirely different challenge, their cricket. And in fact, some voices have already from the Afghanistan camp, they have said that their spinners are superior. Now, they're injured. Now, how tough is this going to be for Rashid to get to get in their cricket?
Look, you have to understand that, you know, they probably, you know, I don't know what their what that person has said in terms of they have better spinners. But you've got to understand that, you know, we have a lot of experience here. You know, we have a lot of, not only test match cricket, but a lot of domestic cricket, a lot of four-day matches. Clearly, all the spinners put together wouldn't have played as many matches as Kuldeep Yadav would have ever played in four-day cricket. So, experience at the end of the day, experience, you know, has a lot of value, as you saw with CSK and IPL as well. Experience pays, and you got to. I'm very sure in time they'll be even better bowlers than they start off, you know, in the next test match. But the point is, the kind of improvement they've shown in white ball cricket has been phenomenal, and there is no reason why they can't do it in test cricket as well. But I would definitely, you know, I would say our spinners have a lot more experience, and experience is not something that can be easily bought, and I'm sure their players also will vouch for that. So, you know, it's the, I mean, I wouldn't give, I mean, I wouldn't, I understand the statement that he's made, but I wouldn't, you know, harp too much on that. I guess, you know, the number of matches that as a spinning unit these guys have played is far more.
Final question, yes.
Hi, there's a saying that when international cricket, what happens is when somebody, you know, is left out from a format for a fair amount of time, he gets a chance to sit and assess what has gone wrong in the previous game. Now, after 8 years, when you the dons are whites, how do you assess that?
Look, I guess I wasn't good enough. I didn't perform well enough before, and I wasn't consistent enough. You know, that was a highly competitive environment, and there was a person called MS Dhoni, you know, breathing down my neck, who was causing a lot of stir in world cricket at that point of time. And, you know, he's gone on to probably become one of the greatest captains India has ever produced. So it's not like I lost out my place to some, you know, normal cricketer. He's been a special cricketer over a period of time, and I respect him for that. And just the fact that I couldn't, you know, at that stage, you know, produce enough performances for me to hold on to my side, I think I need to be honest with myself, and I wasn't probably as good then, but I have another opportunity here, and I'll try and do my best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.